Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
It's the Mornings with Ed show, 8:04 the time on a Friday. Welcome to the program. A lot of great music up ahead. It is time for Chamber Chat, one of my favorite portions of the Friday morning program. With us this morning, Paula Hornbuckle Arnold, Executive Director of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, Ed.
How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Good.
Kind of a melancholy day at the office.
A little melancholy.
Okay, tell us what's happening here.
My Ashley is leaving today. It's her last day, so we're going to have a little send-off for her this evening. And, wishing her, you know, the best of luck and the best of success, and she'll do amazing. And
no matter what she decides to do in life.
Right. This is a stepping stone for her, and she's just going to soar.
All right. So on behalf of the radio station, I can't tell you how much we love Ashley.
Ashley
does all the fantastic work. So I want to wish her the very best of luck if she's listening right now. And she probably is.
She probably is. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Ashley. We love you. You brought Ed Postal with you. Thank you for doing that.
I love Ed.
Ed is with International Travel Planners. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Ed.
How are you today?
Fantastic.
Good, good. Thank you for coming in today. Now, International Travel Planners is an agency, but you're more than that. You're a consultant.
Yes.
What's the difference between a consultant and an agent?
Well, a lot of people today say that I didn't know there are agents anymore. And there really aren't very many. In fact, I belong to an association called ASTA, which used to be the American Society of Travel Agents. A year and a half ago to 2 years ago, they changed their name to American Society of Travel Advisors.
Okay.
Because an agent basically is a ticket agent.
Right.
You need a ticket to Chicago, you can get it. You need a ticket to the sporting event, you go to a ticket agent.
Right.
What an advisor does is find out everything that you want to do and how you want to do it on your trip.
Right.
The way, you know, are you interested in luxury? Are you interested in...
Yes. Oh, that wasn't a question? Oh, that wasn't for me?
It was a rhetorical question.
Yeah,
are
I get
you interested
it.
In culture, history, sightseeing,
right.
relaxation? Are you traveling with kids? Do you want big hotels or small hotels? Do you want, if you're taking a cruise, do you want to take a big cruise, big ship with lots of glitz and glamour, with you know, all those things? Or do you want to just relax?
Right.
There are so many factors. And what we do is try and find out everything that you want out of your trip and then propose something for you.
Right. So it's quite literally the name of your company is what you do, Travel Planners. We're going
right.
to plan every moment of your trip.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned cruise ships. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about that. There's a cruise ship out now, and I don't know who's, is it the Branson cruise ship or the, he's got the one with no kids.
Mm-hmm.
You take the cruise with no kids. I kind of, you know what? I love kids, but I would love to take, you know, that's the cruise you want to be
Let's
on.
Let's book it, Ed.
There are advantages to all adults on a cruise. There really are. And again, nothing against kids, but if you travel as an adult and you don't, and you no longer have small children, what a great cruise. On the heels of that, personally, I have a problem with cruise. I think cruises to me are like right now, you're seeing the coronavirus thing and you get stuck on a cruise with a bunch of people that are, there's no escape for me on a cruise. Are cruises harder to book than flyover vacations?
No, actually they're a lot easier.
Really?
For a number of reasons. First of all, a lot of people say to me, well, what's the best cruise line?
Right.
There's no such thing.
Okay.
It's what's the best for you.
Okay.
And it's just like a land cruise. You have to find out what you want, and I think, like, you don't want kids. Well, there are a few different cruise lines.
Right.
Personally, I won't take a cruise. I've taken 35, 36 cruises.
Right.
I won't take a cruise again with it has more than 600-700 people on it.
Okay.
I just don't like them. And even if it's free, I wouldn't take it.
Right.
One of my favorite cruise lines is a true sailing ship called Star Clippers. I took it last year from Cannes to Corsica. There were 105 passengers.
That's my kind of cruise.
And 79 crew.
Okay.
There was 4 stops in Corsica. We were heading to Saint-Tropez, and the captain comes over and says, you know, there's terrible storms, and I don't think the people are going to want to sit on the beach in the rain, so I'm changing course. And we went to Elba in Portofino.
Okay.
Which everybody loved.
Right. You changed on the fly.
Yeah. And you can do that in a small, independent cruise line.
Right. A princess cruise or something, you can't make that change.
You can't do that. And I was at a breakfast meeting yesterday with the president of Azamara Cruise, which is a very unique cruise line. They're different than all the others. They have maximum 700 people.
Okay.
They're destination oriented.
Okay.
So, and again, they allow kids, but their average age of their passenger is over 55. They have, unlike most other things, they'll have a cruise that only goes to one country.
Okay.
So there are so many different types,
right.
and it just depends on what the individual person wants.
Now, you just spent some time in Italy where you've received, by the way, from some travel association, the Travel Expert Select, because you have feet on the ground, for instance. What is that? How important is having feet on the ground?
Extremely important. You know, I go to Italy twice a year. I go to travel shows, one in Milan, which is the one I just got back from, and another one in Rimini, which is on the East Coast.
Right.
Then there are other sub-shows, like after Milan this trip, I went down to Puglia for a show down there, which is the boot of Italy.
Right.
You can't really help people unless you know all the little secrets, the ins and outs. I know hotels in Europe that I'll put up against any Four Seasons or St. Regis at half the price.
Right.
Little five-star boutique hotels.
See, that's, I like little boutique hotels. I like I like the smaller hotels if they're well run.
Yeah. And it's not for everybody, but I can't see going to Europe or to Africa or some other international destination and staying at a chain hotel that's the same as one here.
Right. Right.
So, and that's what I try and find out. And also these little places. I know places in Italy that you ask 100 people in America and they've never heard of it. And they're fantastic.
Right.
Places like Matera, the third oldest city in the world that's still inhabited.
Just north of Palermo? Am I crazy or no?
No. Matera is southeast of Rome.
Okay.
Not easy to get to.
Okay.
But it's a city of caves. Most of the hotels are in caves. Absolutely one of the most fascinating.
How interesting is that?
That is cool.
One of the most fascinating cities I've ever been to.
Right.
Last year, it was the cultural city of Europe, voted the cultural city of Europe. Another one not far from there is Caserta. There's the Caserta Palace, which was designed right after Versailles.
Okay.
You don't have the kind of people and prices you got at Versailles, just like it. Near there is another little place called Capua. There's a Colosseum at Capua. When I first got there, I was amazed because it's beautiful. It's not in the same condition as the one in Rome, but there's no charge. There's no people.
Right.
There's a great restaurant thereby with a big open field where you can have a picnic lunch. And then I found out a little bit more after I got away, left there. I found out that, I don't know if you've heard of Spartacus.
Yeah.
Well, he was actually ran the gladiator school out of Capua Colosseum.
Wow.
And that's where he left. Escaped to start the revolt against the Roman Empire. So it's fascinating things like this that you can't find out by going to the internet. And just
right. And I want to tell our, I'm sorry. I want to tell our listeners that Spartacus wasn't either Tony Curtis or Kirk Douglas. He was an actual guy, man.
No, Ed, I was just going to say, so that when you book these travel vacations for your clients, do you educate them or do you travel with them? Or is there a tour that they join once they're there at their destination?
It all depends on. I personally don't like to travel with them because then they want everything from me.
Right.
And I can't enjoy myself.
You become a tour guide, basically,
I've
right?
done it a couple of times. We did a trip a couple of years ago with Laguna Beach Sister Cities and the Art Museum to England.
Right.
And that was great, but it was tough.
Okay. because a lot is demanded of you.
Yeah.
Right.
I had a trip last year, which we're doing it again this month, with the Chamber of Commerce and Sister Cities to Africa.
Ooh.
Fantastic trip.
Okay.
Five-star all the way.
Right.
It's just an unbelievable trip.
When are we leaving?
March 24th.
Now, do you have a favorite destination in the world?
A few.
Okay.
Italy, naturally.
Right. Obviously with the cave place, man. Yeah, of course.
And I love most of Southern Africa.
Okay.
It's just wonderful. Cape Town is probably one of the greatest cities in the world.
Now, is there currently a country or a destination that you can travel to? And this might be a dumb question. Without a lot of money? Is there a great deal out there? A great place to travel to now that would be a great deal? I guess China would be a great deal right now.
You can't even get there.
Slovenia.
Okay.
A country I don't particularly like, but is very, very inexpensive, is Turkey.
Okay.
Istanbul is a very, very cheap city.
Okay.
And
the reasons you don't like it are?
It's just not me.
Okay. Okay.
There's no special reason.
All right.
I haven't been there enough, I should say.
All right.
So
it's just not your favorite destination, but it's inexpensive.
I think overall my favorite destination has to be Sicily.
Okay.
It's just unbelievable. Hmm. And the thing about Italy that most people don't realize is that every region, the food is totally different.
Right. And so is the language, by the way. You think everybody speaks the same Italian,
right.
And it's not true.
Wow.
Having Italian grandparents. I know this.
So you understand. Do you speak Italian?
I don't. I actually I took a class a few years back, and I just don't. I can't conjugate a verb to save my life. I just can't.
We'll work on it. Yeah. We'll work on Italian. Now that Ed's here, we'll work on a little Italian for you here.
I can't speak any Italian.
Really?
Yeah.
All of these trips to Italy?
I've been there probably at least a dozen times.
All right. Are you planning to learn?
I've always had a terrible time trying to learn.
Have I. Now my daughter speaks Spanish fairly fluently.
Okay.
And she has that language brain. I just don't.
Is this the same daughter that lives in Hong Kong?
No, this is the one who lives in New York.
Okay. Now does the daughter that lives in Hong Kong, does she speak
Mandarin, no Cantonese, no.
Okay. I failed Spanish in the fourth grade. I failed French in high school. I failed Hebrew in college.
so you do well with languages.
Yeah, we're going to cut him off from all linguistic things. Tell me about what you think, how the coronavirus is affecting travel now.
It's affecting travel primarily because of fear.
Right.
I just got back from Milan.
Right.
And there's a problem there, but, you know, when you put everything into perspective, there's more people that contract and die from the regular flu than this. I think the basic problem with it is that there's no known cure.
Right.
But it also affects primarily older people, people with autoimmune disease or problems, respiratory problems. It has almost no effect on children.
That we know of so far. It's early yet in our studies.
According to the CDC and all things. I've had, you know, I get so many reports from so many different sources on this.
Right.
Because it does affect the travel industry.
What sources do you get your reports from?
From the CDC, from various people, suppliers in Italy. Right. Of actually what's going on there.
Right. Because there's an outbreak now in Italy. They've had 14 deaths as of...
Yeah.
Right. So that's a large percentage for the amount of people that have contracted the virus.
Yeah.
So on a side note from the virus here, when you're on a plane, when you're on an airplane, let's say you're just flying back from Italy, you don't panic if you hear somebody sneeze three rows behind you then?
I don't panic at all for anything, but I'm you got to be cautious no matter what you do.
Right.
And the things that everybody says that's so important is wash your hands constantly.
Right.
A lot of people think that they can use this Purell or these things. It doesn't do any good.
Right.
Because that's for bacteria. It's not for a virus.
There you go.
The only thing that I was told, and I don't know how true it is, but I just bought some stock in it, is Clorox wipes.
Yes.
Because they are antiviral and antibacterial.
Yeah. And so do you wipe your seats down and everything when you get on a plane?
The tray and the serving tray and the buttons.
There's a savvy traveler right there.
I am a savvy traveler.
The worst things are bathrooms, doors where you push.
Right.
When you sneeze into your shoulder, not into your hands.
Right.
And those are basic things that you should take care of yourself.
Is there a destination you haven't been to that you're excited about maybe seeing soon?
Oh, a lot.
All right. In particular?
Papua New Guinea.
Okay.
New Zealand.
All right.
Those are the two main ones.
All right. And what, do you have plans soon to see them? Or?
I don't have the time.
Okay.
The next three countries that I'm planning on visiting, hopefully this year, that I haven't been to yet, are Bulgaria, Romania, and Serbia.
Okay. All right. And you recently suffered an injury, a pickleball injury. Am I crazy when I read that? Okay.
Yes.
So you play pickleball like anyone else in the world would, but you tore your ACL?
No, it was a quadricep tendon.
Oh. Oh. All right. And how is it now?
I started playing pickleball because I played tennis all my life.
Right.
And I started playing pickleball when I had my right knee replaced.
Okay.
And because pickleball's safer, easier, and it's net. So I was playing for a couple of years.
So they say, yeah.
And I was playing a tougher team. We were ahead. It was the last point. The ball was hit to my partner, and all of a sudden he says, take it. And so I turned, and I was totally out of position, and my knee snapped. I fell down, and I couldn't get up. They carried me to the sideline. The ambulance came, took me to the emergency room. I ended up having four surgeries on that knee. And this is the fact of doctors that really don't do well.
Right.
The first doctor He did the surgery, seemed fine, but a few weeks later, it didn't take. It separated again. So he did another surgery. The same thing happened. Switched doctors. The third one was better. It took, but I still had a lot of pain and swelling. And the doctor said, live with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I switched doctors again, went to the first doctor years ago who did my replacement, and he fixed it. That was a little over a year ago, and it's great now.
I'm going to send you to my doctor, Dr. Vinny Boombatz. Yeah.
So actually, at 11 o'clock, I'm playing pickleball again.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
All right. This is the guy who gets right back on the horse. How are you? How's your limp going?
My foot? Yes. It's okay. Right. I mean, I'm still, what, just two months post-op?
But
so.
I watched you walk in. You walked in
I
fine.
Have a real shoe on, a whole shoe today.
Nice.
First time I've had a whole shoe on.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So
Ed, you shouldn't kick anybody.
No.
Ed, how do our listeners find you? If we want to set up a vacation, if we want to set our parents on a vacation, how do we find you?
Well, you can go through the chamber. You can go through Laguna Beach Sister Cities, which I'm on the board of.
Right.
But I also have a website, internationaltravelplanners.com.
Okay.
Do not confuse it with Travel Planners International.
Oh, okay, yes.
Travel Planners International is what's called a host agency.
Okay.
They have maybe 3,000-4,000 agents with them. 90% of them have no idea what they're doing.
Right. They're just selling tickets, basically.
Well, they're not even doing that. They're in the business, hopefully, you know, to book something for their parents or their sister or whatever.
Right.
The safest way is to go through the chamber website because the proper website is on there.
All right.
Travel Planners International, they make their money by charging their agents a fee every month.
Right.
So they don't care if their agents may sell or anything else.
Right. So, okay. Yeah, best way to find him is through the chamber.
Through the chamber.
Now, Paula, the chamber's been busy the last couple of weeks.
Busy. We've had a couple long days.
All right. Now, Tyler was telling me about the event the other day that he absolutely loves.
You the leadership luncheon.
Well, how awesome is that?
It's awesome. And we had 150 people there. Right. Again, a complete, you know, sellout. 40 more people than last year. We were in a bigger space because last year sold out a week ahead of time.
Right.
So we got a bigger space. We had 150 people there. Comments from everybody, emails, how much they enjoy that networking event.
It is great.
What
a great way to mingle. What a great way to meet new people,
yes.
to meet business leaders here in town. That's fantastic.
It was great.
I missed it.
Yeah.
We'll say, well, you know what? We saved you some food.
That's going to be good.
Yeah. My food was a little bit.
Yeah. And what do we have coming up, Paula?
The State of the City Mayor's Luncheon at the Montage on May 14th and the Tropari Golf Tournament on May 18th at the Aliso Viejo Country Club.
Ooh, sounds good. Mm-hmm. Now we can find all that out on the web, right?
If
we can
all on the web.
All right, I love that. Mm-hmm. All right. Paula Hornbuckle Arnold, Executive Director, Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, Ed Postal, International Travel Planners, not to be confused with anything else. Ed, I can't wait to have you back after your next. When is your next trip? When are you leaving the country again?
I was going to go next week to Tenerife.
Okay.
But I can't do it. I'm just too tired.
All right.
After you're going to wait till probably May.
I'd love to have you back after your next trip. We'll talk about your next trip.
Great.
All right. Thanks, Ed Postal, thank you so much. Paula Hornbuckle Arnold, thank you. That's been Chamber Chat.